James Jones, great to have James back. He looks good. Obviously, everybody was excited. He has a certain energy about him, so he's obviously a very good fit for us. Excellent player for us, Super Bowl champion, all of those things. So I'm glad he's back.
Do you need system experience as much as experience to fill out that position, or?
Well, he's a good football player. Let's not lose sight of that. I mean, you can go watch his tape through the preseason, watching his tape playing last year. I mean, he looks like James Jones. I'm glad he's back. You know, things happen in free agency that players move on, but he's been a big part of our success in the past.
How much has the offense been tweaked, or is the same that you'll be able to pick up rather quickly from?
It'll be new concepts. I mean, there are every year. So, but there'll be variations of concepts that existed when he was here. So it's a evolution that you keep building on each year. So I don't think he'll have any major learning curve or anything like that. So he'll pretty much focus on the game plans, getting ready for the game plans. We don't really have the time to go back and go through all the installs and things like that just for the timing of it. So he'll just focus on the concepts that are in for this week. Past concepts.
Right. Kind of on the other end of that thing, Miles White couldn't have done much more for you to stick around.
Miles White did a heck of a job. I mean, obviously did enough to make our 53, and then things went a different direction. That's the tough part of the business. I mean, he's a young man that's developed here, has done everything you can ask, every part of our program. So. Those are tough, hard decisions.
How difficult is that conversation then? You know, Ted's told that story about his last time he got cut. He'd already made the team, and then they brought another guy in. How difficult was that for you personally?
Well, personally, I haven't talked to Miles yet. I was in the game plan meetings, and that was just the timing of it later that night. So I'm sure we'll have a conversation.
Mike, how important was it for you to get Aberderis back on the practice squad? You've talked a lot about how much you like him. Now you get a chance to actually see him.
Well, I think, you always want to get your own guys back on the practice squad. That's been, our preference all along, and Ted and for Ted and I, as long as we've been here. So, really, Jared just needs to play. I mean, he hasn't played a lot of football. I mean, you think about it, the game against the Saints is the first time he's played since college, so it's great to be able to continue to work with all those guys.
When you went back and watched the film from Thursday and saw what Jared was able to do, obviously the one catch, the punt returns, what do you think in hindsight of just the one game you put together for you?
I mean, I think he did very well, especially for someone that's like you said, hadn't played in a football game since college. Really practiced two times and one time in pads all training camp, and really the thing really impressed me about Jared was his ability just to go back and catch the punts and just the way he handled football. I think that says a lot about him as a football player, his instincts and his athleticism.
Mike, how easy is it to flip the switch from, hey, you got your team and now it's time to go play? Does it make it easier that you're playing the Bears, your rival?
Well, it is time to play. I thought we'd be talking about the Bears. I mean, it's cuts are tough. Saturday is probably the worst day of the year. Sunday's a transition day. You're trying to focus on game plan meetings, and it's all about the Chicago Bears. I mean, it's a big time rivalry. It's something that we all enjoy playing in. This is distinctly different. Playing Chicago first game of the year down there. New staff, excellent staff. John Fox is an outstanding coach. They've had a chance to compete against John, a number of times. He's put together an outstanding coaching staff. Ryan Pace, I've worked with Ryan down there in New Orleans too. So this is a whole different challenge for us, and playing the first game of the year is frankly not preferred, but it's something that we're ready for, getting ready for.
To coach against division teams with new coaches the last couple of years. What's unique about a new system against the team's personnel pretty well?
Well, it's, number one, they're changing the personnel. They've obviously changed the culture of their football team. I think that's evident just in the way they played through the preseason. So it's a totally different culture, mindset as far as the way they take the field. That's what I see on film. And just having history competing against John Fox, his team's going to play a certain way. So you got to get ready for that. And Adam's done an excellent job out there in Denver. So you know we've studied Denver all offseason, and you look at the things they've asked their offense to do, and you look at that through the preseason, and you try to anticipate what's coming after that. No different with Vic. Vic's done a great job throughout his career in the National Football League. So, you kind of have a feel for what he believes in and how he wants to play defense, but, how's he utilizing those players and so forth. So that's really where you spend all your time.
Mike, now that you have obviously full camp interview, what was the challenge of getting your defensive line ready for Sunday, knowing you want to be without two of those guys? And where do you think that group is with that right now?
Well, it's just part of it. I mean, we're really, when you go through training camp, you're trying to give everybody opportunities. So that part really didn't change. But I think if you watch the way we rotated the players and the way we played in preseason games, we're making sure we had enough information to make the right evaluations on who to keep on the defensive line, and hopefully we repped them in the right patterns to be ready for this game.
The young guys getting opportunities. What do you think about the leap that Bruce Gaston made as a guy's season?
Bruce Gaston's made a big leap. I mean, he deserves to be on the 53. He's put a lot of extra time throughout the offseason. He was, saw him here a lot, even before we got started when he was allowed to be here, obviously. But, he's put a lot of time in. And, it's exciting to see guys like that take advantage of, not where where they start, but end up on the 53. So he's done a very good job.
Yeah, along those lines, how about same question about Pinnell after as he played Noseville last year and bounced out the end. It seems like he did pretty well out there.
Mike's doing well. He's developing. He's has more flexibility as far as his ability to rotate through the positions. So I really like the camp Mike's had this year.
Do you anticipate him being able to jump right back in with your offense and play against the Bears?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him practice on Wednesday and, just make the adjustments that which is going on right now, today. And I'm sure James is a very hard worker, but, he doesn't want you to think he does. So he's a guy you see here late at night, puts in a lot of extra time. So I'm sure he'll be doing the same all week to get ready.
One more receivers question. I know you're assuming you brought in James to play him. But do you have to try to get some action for Ty and Jeff too, just to, so you don't stunt their growth, or is it just one game at a time? You don't really.
We're preparing to win games. We're preparing to beat Chicago. So, whatever reps, the way things get practiced, and that's the way it goes. We've always catered to development of younger players. That will continue.